Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Pat Sajak announced his retirement a couple days ago, and now all the celebs want his job. So yesterday we came to the conclusion that he makes about $15 million for about 4 days of work. Total dream job. Vanna White, $10 million. So, of course, this is now going to be one of the most coveted open roles in the country, especially, I mean, particularly in the entertainment industry.
If they don't give it to Vanna, I'm going to be so pissed.
Really?
Yes.
She may not want it. She may not want it.
If she doesn't want it, fine. Yeah, if she doesn't want it, fine. But if she does and they don't give it to her,
yeah,
I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah, I don't know if she has a family or what she has going on outside that show, but she might just like showing up to work. You know what? They're giving her clothes. All she's got to do is know how to spell, and then she goes home, and she gets $10 million.
I'm surprised that she didn't want to retire at the same time as him. I thought them going out as a duo would be kind of iconic. The first person to throw their name into the ring, at least publicly, is Whoopi Goldberg. Yesterday on The View, she's like, I want that job. And it's like, yes, you and everybody else. Obviously, like, she's got the TV experience for it, but a lot of other names are getting thrown out there, which I thought was pretty interesting. The first one I saw was, of course, Ryan Seacrest. Everyone goes for Ryan Seacrest.
He's up for every job that's not even open. If it's in TV, Ryan's already lined up.
The second that I saw, which I thought was actually kind of a good choice, was LeVar Burton, because I felt like he was a fan favorite when Jeopardy was looking for their next host.
He would be good.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. So I thought fans would be really excited about that. The next one, which I believe that this celeb, if you want to call him a celeb, deserves so much justice. Tom Bergeron from Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Because remember, he got kicked out for Tyra Banks. And then literally 2 years, or I think it might have been like one season, after a year, Tyra was like, no, this is not the job for me. And I felt so bad. Like, this TV icon lost his job because Tyra wanted to come in and then left after like a year.
That feels right.
He feels like he's a zaddy to me, by the way.
A what?
Tom Bergeron is a zaddy to you?
He is.
What's that, like
he's
a
my
man?
Zaddy, yeah.
Yeah?
He's my zaddy.
Interesting. I want Tom Bergeron to take me out for ice cream, not not that way.
I want Tom to lick it off of me.
Damn. Oh, God.
Just got real in there. Okay.
It's too early for that. Another person that somebody threw out there was Snoop Dogg, which I thought would be very quirky and fun. He's been a pretty funny contestant on Wheel of Fortune, so
that would be good for like a guest host for a week consistently. I think that would get a little old.
If they're gonna guest host with Snoop, you gotta have Martha in to take Vanna's spot to turn the letters.
Oh, 100%.
I'm surprised Nick Cannon ain't come knocking yet. He need a fortune.
He's too busy with his 12 children.
Yeah, I bet.
Another person that somebody threw out there, which I feel like I haven't seen her in a lot of stuff recently, is Jane Lynch. She's a funny, good time. Yeah.
She would be good. And she's done, I think, hosting of game shows before.
She has.
I think so.
She's been in a lot of them, too.
Yeah.
Wayne Brady from Whose Line Is It Anyway? And Michael Strahan, which I think he's still pretty busy with Good Morning America. Huh?
And Wayne Brady does Deal or No Deal.
Ah, yes. So he's booked. He's booked and busy. Okay, Julie Andrews, she and her daughter, they're releasing a children's book. Entertainment Weekly reported that they're releasing the book titled Waiting in the Wings next April. They co-wrote the book together, and Entertainment Weekly says, This is so cute. It's going to follow a family of ducks that nest near a local theater and get swept up in the magic of performing. Julie said it was inspired by a real family of ducklings that hatched and she saw, and it inspired her to write about how the arts and musical theater impact young people. So wholesome.
It feels very Julie Andrews-ish.
Yes.
Mo, do you know who Julie Andrews is?
Not a clue.
Okay, so did you ever see Sound of Music or know of Sound of Music?
No.
The hills are alive and the blonde chick running in the field, twirling around. Okay.
What about the Princess Diaries movies?
He has not seen the Princess Diaries.
What about the original Mary Poppins?
Yes. Ooh. The OG Mary Poppins.
I've seen it. I don't remember any faces in it, though.
Yeah. She's Mary Poppins.
She's Mary Poppins? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. She's also the narrator of Bridgerton. She's the nice British lady that tells us all the tea.
Okay.
This isn't the first time they've written a children's book together. They actually did one already, and one was even illustrated by Julie's daughter's father, her late ex-husband, Tony Walton. Apparently, things got physical between Real Housewife Kim Zolciak and Croy Bierman. Entertainment Tonight reported that Croy claimed that Kim punched him in the head before he filed for divorce. The police report that came out on May 5th said that officers responded to a domestic dispute, called at their home, and the report says that Kim told officials that Croy had locked some of her designer items and purses in a jewelry in a safe and then hid the key. Apparently, they were getting into a dispute about, like, these are marital items. No, they're my items. You can't get to them. And it was this whole thing. And
if he had purchased them for her or as gifts or something like that.
Yeah.
That's getting messy.
Yeah, it is.
Olivia Rodrigo just announced the first single of her new album. I'll tell you all about the new sound for her second album on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.